Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
It's Around the House.
I think I do like that you guys, as a former design council member under the old format, was a lot of fun. Yeah, design council alumni going out and meeting so many different personalities that represent so many different styles, because me being from the Pacific Northwest, we have a certain kind of style there. But you get down into Palm Springs or Atlanta, Georgia, or Boston or Chicago, there's all these different kind of facets to design that have their own local influences.
It's
and it was
so
really
cool
fun to see that.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of the unique, just the unique characteristics or themes that we see from different parts of the country, and just the design council, Eric, that you were a part of, to the Design Authority now. You know, kudos to Sammy for making sure we have those different voices. And that not even...
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is a lot to know, but we've got you covered. This is Around the House.
Welcome to the Around the House show. This is where we help you get the most out of your home through information and education. Thanks for joining us today. I am in probably my most favorite booth with some of my favorite people. We are here with Baldwin Hardware. Guys, thanks for having me in again.
Happy to be here.
Very excited to have us all together again.
Yeah, this is always good. Let's do the introductions again so people can know the face. We'll go with Sammy first.
I'm Sammy, Samantha Deacon, for those of you that don't know me informally, but everyone that knows me and loves me calls me Sammy. I'm in charge of brand marketing here at Baldwin and very proud to have us all in the booth today.
Yeah, and Aaron Brick, also with Baldwin Hardware, and I lead the sales team for Baldwin.
Mm-hmm. And my partner in crime sometimes.
one microbrewery at a time, right?
Absolutely. One ugly oyster at a time. Good times, guys. This booth is my favorite one I've ever seen you guys do. This is stunning. You're showing so much cool stuff.
Credit to this one over here.
Yeah.
It's the visionary.
It was really exciting this year. We got a really good footprint. We got a good location in the booth. Everyone is very excited, and it gave us an opportunity to say, okay, I've got some cash in my pocket. What do I do to have some fun? And what do I do to tell a brand story that we're all very, very proud of? And how do we do so a little bit differently than we've seen from the past? And so it was a labor of love that honestly has paid off like no one's business. And it's something that I think everyone that's walked through that has a level of pride for Baldwin feels it and loves it as well. So I'm very excited.
Yeah, hats off. That was awesome.
Yeah, definitely. I think it might have been tough love by Monday night at 9 o'clock when we were still here getting stuff ready. But no, all joking aside, like I said, Sammy has curated this into, there's so many different discussion topics now. We have the space to really talk about all the things that we're just so excited that are going on for us right now. From product to just focus on new resources, just being able to have our customers, and both new, old, and new are coming up soon, that see all these things that are coming from this new ownership group, and like Sammy said, a little cash in the pocket to really help everybody out.
Yeah, let's talk about this, because you guys went through a transition, and it has been so exciting to watch for me, because anytime a company can get back to its roots again with new ownership, sometimes those things go good, they go bad. But to me, this has been an absolutely beautiful change for Baldwin in the right direction, where you guys are like, okay, we're going to get back to what we've done so well for generations, and now it's time to rock it.
What's really exciting is under this transition, we actually became a standalone organization internally, which I know I don't want to get into the nitty gritty because that's corporate structure, and that's not nearly as exciting. But when it comes to, in general, the look and support that's coming from our new parent company, it's giving us a lot of excitement to be able to take this brand and push it in the direction that we've wanted to, and given us the freedom, because we are standing alone, to run at the speed that Baldwin has been doing, but there's no longer anything that's really turning the cogwheels of corporate America of sorts. So it's really been an incredible opportunity, and sitting there and seeing some of the senior members of the ASA team walk through this booth at the beginning of this week, even seeing their eyes of excitement is just something that I know I'm very proud of, and I'm very excited to see where this future is going to land going forward.
Yeah, as a non-company person for you guys, seeing a hardware familiar company buy a hardware company, it's okay. That is awesome, because you guys can really put the foot back in the gas where you guys are having a good time out there. And this booth shows it this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I think what we're seeing is every lover of Baldwin knew this was what was possible and what we needed to get back to. So to see that actually happening for someone that's been with the company for, you know, close to 20 years, it's you said it well, Eric. It's a return to our heritage, right? And we do have this feel of a small, tight-knit team, and just sharing that on a bigger scale with everybody is just been really exciting.
Yeah, it's great. Let's talk about, with that, the beauty in this booth, that B Baldwin over there. I'm going to share that up on social media here. Take a look on the Around the House page. That is stunning. We've got a, 8 foot high letter B over there with so much brass. That is cool.
208 pieces of brass. It took 8 men to lift that onto the wall. It came in 4 different pieces. It's quite a piece of artwork. One of our big themes this year that is tying a lot of the booth together is, realistically, when you look at the level of hardware that Baldwin does create, it really is a piece of function that turns into something that is a work of art. And so we are trying to figure out some of these unique ways to showcase works of art within our booth and show the appreciation we have for that solid brass element that all of us use on a daily basis.
Yeah, that is one nice thing in with Baldwin and the quality. You have your different families of the different lines of Baldwin, but I tell you what, if you want something that's solid metal, that you get what you pay for, that is built like it was 70 years ago, but with a better, higher, more technical finish that's going to last longer, that innovation but heritage is all in that same package.
It's a nice balance, right? Staying true to the legacy of our founder, Severn Fairman, but continuing to deliver a world-class and innovative solution across, whether it be doors, general hardware, cabinet hardware, just continuing the quest for being better.
Yeah,
that's what we owe Severn. That's what we owe everybody in this brand. That's what we owe our customers that have stuck with us through, we'll just call some thinner times. And again, we're just all here together, just so excited about, we're just getting started.
Yeah.
But what the future now looks like.
Yeah, which is great. And the style in here, this is not your grandfather's Baldwin, shall we say. And I say that respectfully, because there was that deep traditional style that went back during those times, right? But now you've got stuff with mixed metals and the contemporary and the elegance and all the different parts of that. There's really a piece of hardware for any home in this display here.
And so in the front of the booth, as you walked in, there is this collaboration that we did with an artist based out of LA. His name is Risk, and he is a world-renowned graffiti artist who's now gone far surpassed that. But some of the elements that we brought into that art is he's creating a full 8 foot tall exterior door that he has painted with Baldwin hardware on it. And we went through and handed him certain pieces of hardware, and on there is all the way from contemporary to truly traditional pieces, but looking at it from this unique lens from an artist experience, really to showcase that all the way from the traditional pieces we've always known and love to some of the modern stuff that we've been creating a little bit more recently, we are able to kind of allow the style to show through, and it works for everyone. So we have it all, and it really is more than just our old school Baldwin pieces that we're far more known for than the rest.
Yeah, and that's the cool part of it. It doesn't matter what the style is, you can still, that hardware adds that elegance to the traditional, to the contemporary, to that transitional, whatever you're doing, that's that piece of jewelry in the home that takes it to that next level.
I think the phrase timeless design is something that we really try to stand for, no matter the style of hardware, no matter the design style that we're really trying to go for. It is focused more on the timelessness of what we're bringing to it. So even if it might be the most contemporary of knobs, it's something that we want to make sure isn't going to be a trend-focused element. It's it's going to be in your home because these are hardware pieces and finishes that really last a lifetime.
And yeah, they do. Definitely. Yeah, and that's the fun part. And I think back to my early Baldwin days 15 years ago when I had a client that had a really nice home up in Seattle. And they loved the hardware so much, but they didn't like the brass because that was the time of year that they're like, hey, yep. I want to get this polished brass out of here. We took that and sent it off to get powder coated and refinished because the quality was that we're not putting new in. We want the exact same style. We just wanted to update the finish. We sent it off and had it powder coated because they still wanted to have that same hardware back in the house, but wanted the twist.
Yeah, I think that's it's so awesome because what we really want to do is just empower and promote the Baldwin customer to make it their own.
Yeah.
And we've given so many levels of size, fit, finish, function to, you know, really come in and make your own take, make your own statement.
Yeah.
You know, we have the lock designer being showcased this week. It's going to launch here in, you know, Sammy, I don't know.
I'd say a month or two, just to be safe.
The non-committal.
You guys got to test everything. It's not, hey, we're going to throw this out there. You guys probably have 8 levels of testing of.
Oh, definitely.
Hey,
yeah.
Let's see if you can break this for 6 hours and then see what happens.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you know, being able to showcase even just a couple features of that this week just goes and just furthers that theme of. Make it your own. You know, we'll curate, right? We'll give you some ideas, but at the end of the day, we want it to be personal to you.
And that's what's cool is because you guys have so many different finishes, so many different styles. You can take that knob and put something behind it in that rosette or whatever else and completely twist it with mixed metals and things like that and styles. And
yeah, mixed metal's been cool. And it's such a good timing with the lock designer coming out because it's just even a different level of possibilities.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Completely agree.
So Sam, let's talk about the colors and stuff right now, because you guys have always, over the last year or two, have really started to come out with these leading edge color tones and stuff and finishes that have blown the rest of the marketplace away going, that is cool. Where did you get that from? And I know you've been a big part of that.
So I'm really excited. I have to point out graphite nickel very quickly. I know it's not brand new, but we're about a year into it, and it's been an incredible statement piece for Baldwin as a whole. We've actually won 5 different awards based on that finish alone, one of which I'm really excited. I know you were with us as we were winning this at DBHA. It was a very exciting time, but graphite nickel is this really unique, cool gray tone that has a slight sheen to it, but when you put it against different tones, it really pulls up different colors. And because it's almost a gunmetal-esque, similar to what we were talking about before, taking some of those traditional pieces, you put a gunmetal to it, it becomes really rock and roll in 2 seconds, as opposed to something that in polished brass looks like it should be in a colonial home or I don't even know where.
Yeah.
So it is a very, very fun finish for us. But another thing we've been working on, and a lot of this comes from Gramercy, is this mixed metal, like we just talked about with our tool. Our new Gramercy collection specializes in allowing you to have mixed metal within that same handle set. So,
and so it brings that element.
Say three.
It's a say three, yeah. We see stuff right. This is a live show, so that's the cool part here. It's what is going on here?
Is it a child or a duck?
It's Vegas. There could be somebody walk a peacock around here. You just never know.
But anyways, 2 colors, singular handle set, so it allows if you want to play with mixed metal on the interior of your home, even from a rose and just a lever perspective, it allows you to have it on the exterior as well, as well as door pulls, and it also goes to cabinet hardware. We're really excited about Gramercy.
Yeah, no, it is beautiful, and that's some of the fun stuff, and some of this stuff is so rock and roll, and I love rock and roll, but it's just, you can do so much stuff with this. And that's where the designer in me gets so excited, because there's a limitless number of options here. I'm sure you guys have probably done the math of how many options there are, but it's got to be like millions
it's
or something.
It's a big number for me, Eric.
I'm
I leave that to the engineers. But yeah, and you know, Sammy touched on something there with Gramercy, excuse me, where again, not only can you get into the mixed metal finishes, but even the knurling or non-knurling. So getting some scored crosshatch detail feels really good tactily on the hand as you touch the pull or the lever. So it's, again, the world of possibilities within different, even within one style.
Yeah.
Just the little variations that people can make. So just really a luxury experience is what we're trying to create.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's millboard.com.
And the cool thing is then you start putting styles, mixing those styles together within the lock designer, right?
Oh, yeah.
So that's what you can get
crazy.
They're
not all first round picks. They're
not
all first round picks.
But you can't,
There's some really cool things. It's been fun just watching people stumble upon. Oh, wow. That actually
works.
Yeah. Together. Like maybe we'll try this out.
Yeah. All it takes is one, our finished board that we have in the booth right now. All it takes is one person that said, I really like this eggnog with this very unique rose. And all of us looked at it. We're like, wait, it's a very contemporary rose, but an eggnog you wouldn't necessarily think would be your first round pick. But the second you see it, you're like, that's actually really stunning. Why haven't we seen this before? And it's one person's great idea that becomes a really hot take that we all fall in love with.
I loved last year when you guys brought out really the reimagined cabinet hardware in furniture hardware, because now you can expand that to the rest of the room now, whether it's the bathroom, whether it's the kitchen, or even you've got cabinetry. When you walk into the front door, you've got some kind of a storage there. That really adds that extra element to be able to bring those two pieces together.
Definitely.
Watching even mixed metal get brought into the cabinets is a very unique take. We have these really nice back plates for some of our elements, and sitting there and playing with different colors within your back plate than you would on the actual pole just adds a really crisp moment that then can transition into having an LO30, one of our mixed metal levers, found throughout your whole entire home.
And it looks so good.
Yeah, and that story, just being able to carry it further and further into the home, right?
Yeah. You know,
and it's not that it even has to be a matchy-matchy thing, but just being able to curate that theme throughout the entire living space, it's been a very fun journey. And again, great timing with the ASA transition from the ownership perspective is that resource and that support to make sure we stay fresh. Cabinet changes quick, right? Those trends are fast. So we know we need to really step that up, and our product team really living this mantra of every 90 days, you know, we need to be bringing something new to market. And that's where we're headed.
And that's a fast turn in the production side, design side of things, because it's one thing to draw something out and make it look beautiful, but now you got to produce it. And that's a whole other thing of, okay, how does this go together and then fit it into the lineup?
Thankfully, we have a couple of new staff members that's their job, and I don't have to think about it that much.
Excellent. I like it.
Divide and conquer.
Exactly. Yeah,
absolutely. That's the thing about it. I love here, too, that you really show in this booth the history of Baldwin Hardware. And that is such a legacy out there. And you guys have such an amazing brand with that. That's one of those things that when you bring up that name, people go, oh, yeah, this is cool.
That's why we're all here. It was Severin's vision, and just anybody listening, if you don't know the Severin Ferriman story, Holocaust survivor, won't go in all the details, but just an amazing story, really the personification of the American dream, emigrated through Ellis Island, and to take that and 15 years later be in the White House, putting his heart around the White House, the level of pride that emotes from this team based on what he did.
Yeah.
You know, awesome picture him in the booth over here.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
The history of distinction and just the pride this man exuded every single day. Anybody that's listening right now that knew him is smiling right now, because they're thinking of the excitement in this like 5'1" little Polish guy that just loved what he did, loved the people behind the brand he created. And again, that's the responsibility we feel and why we're so happy to be in this much bigger space.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm happy to be able to brag about it, because to be honest with you, you have a whole new wave of designers that are entering into this hardware space that they are now really starting to understand that getting detailed within your hardware choices is necessary in order to pull a whole room together, which we are very excited because we've been wanting this to be the case for a long time. And so some people don't know the whole story. So taking a moment to give credit where it's due, talk about how we got here and the different elements that he really did instill in the brand, ensuring that quality was number one. Sitting there and working through elements of having brass be a core element of several of the items we're making. All of these things are what's bringing us to this point today. And it's been exciting kind of showing new individuals where this history has taken us to now.
Yeah, and it's something I know looking back right now, he's probably looking at going, okay, they're killing it. They're killing
it. His spirit of collaboration was amazing.
Yeah.
And I feel that in a big way. Whether it's we're you know, working through our next launch ideas now, and yeah. there's things we want to test. There's things that we want to have the market react to. We are sending samples out to our best customers and saying, beat this thing up. Tell us what's wrong with it. So that level of back and forth, Sammy bringing our design authority into this as well, and making sure we're talking to them about trends and what they're seeing, and just making sure that we're seeing it from their lens as well. Yeah. We don't want to be in the ivory tower. Do you think this is a good idea? I do. You do. This is great. We need to get out there and test that and make sure that we are being true to the market and what our customers expect of us.
And I think taking collaboration even a step further, yesterday we did have a very unique panel happening in the booth that took collaboration to a whole new level, looking at all the way from publications and how they're viewing design to having two other luxury brands in the booth start this discussion with a designer about how we are all moving this industry forward and how are we all starting to work together. Because if you are not a competitive hardware brand in the space, we all work together. Like you need countertops in order to put them in kitchens where our cabinet hardware is going. We need lighting in every room that happens to have a doorknob. So all of these groups should start working together. And it's been something that's been a very exciting, I think, next frontier for Baldwin, is sitting there and making sure that collaboration goes beyond just the internal and starts working also to the external as well.
It's so true. And that's one thing I do like that you guys, as a former design council member under the old format, was a lot of fun. Yeah, design council alumni going out and meeting so many different personalities that represent so many different styles, because me being from the Pacific Northwest, we have a certain kind of style there, but you get down into Palm Springs or Atlanta, Georgia, or Boston or Chicago, there's all these different kind of facets to design that have their own local influences. And it was really fun to see that.
Yeah. Some of the unique, just the unique characteristics or themes that we see from different parts of the country, and just the design council, Eric, that you were a part of, to the design authority now. You know, kudos to Sammy for making sure we have those different voices and that not even friction, but just that exchange of ideas and hearing other people's perspectives, back to that idea of collaboration. Just we get the best out of ourselves when we are open to different ideas, and that finished product of collaboration is so much better because of it.
Yeah, and we had fun. There was friction's a good word, because we had creative friction.
Yep.
Where we had a spirited, healthy, friendly debate. We get into a subject and, no, what about this? Well, I think it's this.
Yeah.
But it was all collaborative, which was really fun. And it was fun to go through and pick something and go design something and put pencil to paper and have a creative process with that. And for you guys to help create that place for us to collaborate with you. And then the fun part was seeing the year, those little sub discussions come out into products, right?
For sure.
And it's still to this day, we just 2 weeks ago came back from Modernism Week and brought a few of those design authority members out there. We have a very small group, just because then conversations, I can hear everyone.
Yes.
That's the other element of it. But we have designers in the room that come from, everyone has to come from a different state, and everyone has their own specific style that we took a look at, made sure that everyone kind of plays in their own playground, but is also has the personality and the attitude and is as excited about Baldwin as we are. And so it was really fun to watch that collaboration come to life. And I think we all learned a lot from that huge seminar that we had.
Yeah, absolutely. You put 30 designers in a room. What are you talking about? We love to talk. I get that. You wanted to get a handful.
Yeah,
so you can just kind of,
And that's really what it comes down to, is we're all here because we want to be here. Yeah. We're not checking a box.
Yeah.
So it really is. We want to have the hardware speak for those passions.
Yeah. Right? And that's the fun part, though, and also your challenge with manufacture and design is that you still need this to be relevant in South Florida and Chicago and Boston and LA and anywhere else in the world, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
But that, I think, goes back to timelessness also, too, because there is an element of that that, like, sitting there and ensuring that we have styles that go into all of these different pockets, but they really are somewhat streamlined, and they have this one center focus that does make it Baldwin, does allow for it to work for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's new and exciting coming up? What do we have?
So we touched on Loft Designer.
Yep.
We touched on Gramercy. Those are most new and exciting elements that are coming through the booth. We haven't talked about some of the elements. We did look at some new trends and stuff that we're looking way, way far out ideas down the road.
All right.
Looking at some different finishes that we might see as being popular, getting some feedback. Very excited about the potential of the feedback and the responses we got. I don't know if you heard anything in particular.
I think it's pretty cool because the section of the booth we're talking about is showcasing two things.
Yep.
It's showcasing what Sammy just mentioned, hey, potential finishes that are coming into trend and things we should look at from a new perspective. So that's the one angle. But the one that is really, I think, driving a lot of discussion is the other side of it is, hey, what are things from our past that we may have discontinued or just fell out of
favor, really?
Yeah, favor, you know, whatever you want to call it.
The fashion girly in me calls it our archival looks.
There you go.
That's why she's in marketing, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's a cool balance of, once again, true to form to our history.
Yeah.
And a tip of the cap to, hey, we've done so many things in our 75 plus year history.
Yeah.
Are there any things that we should go back and resurrect? And again, that's also credit to this new kind of arrangement in the ownership world we have is we're being empowered to think creatively, right?
Yeah.
Don't be boxed into, hey, you can only move forward in this way or that way. Expand what you've got.
Yeah.
Call back to your archival product and be responsible with what's coming down the pike. And again, make sure we're representative to the market that our customers need us to be.
Yeah, it's so funny. You look back at what the styles are now. We had this big mid-century push, and now we've gone into that late mid-century 70s style now that's been pushing in. You're seeing around the show floor today when you walk around over at Dow Tile earlier. It was so fun to see this kind of wood patterned wall that looks like it's a new version out of somebody's wooden wall paneling out of your grandparents' basement in the 70s. And these kids are going, this is amazing. I've never seen it before. And I'm like, okay.
We saw it.
Call your grandpa. They probably still have it.
What's old is new again. It always is. It'll always come back into style.
It does. And there's always that, but there's that new kind of like modern take of it. Like Kohler in their booth last year brought out all those different colors. It was the avocado green, but a twist.
Yeah.
Harvest gold with a twist.
Right? Familiar but different.
Yeah.
So that's definitely something we're focusing on a lot. Back to like we said with Gramercy of, okay, here's one style. Here it is, just a slight difference with two mixed metal finishes. Here's a slight variation to this pattern detail. So just continuing to be familiar but different and just giving everybody that nuance of, yeah, it might be just a very small detail I'm changing, but in what that designer vision is, or that homeowner, this is their forever home.
Yeah.
That little detail matters. That's luxuries in the details is something we've just been saying a lot and just making sure that we are paying attention to that. And hey, it might not be a new style that is a high level of detail, but the focus on the details, the crispness, the cleanness, that's what sets us apart. That's the quality that Severn instilled in us. And that's a difference maker.
Yeah.
And the people in luxury that are looking for that, they notice those things.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to give a shout out to all your guys' dealers out there, your independent hardware, kitchen and bath companies out there that have been those Baldwin people for a long time.
The faithful.
And this is why. And I want to say this respectfully to all of the people out there. But you should, if you're going to be putting Baldwin in your home, you should run down to your local retailer, develop that relationship with them, because this is a more complex product than just going down to your hardware store and grabbing something off the shelf. You need to have somebody that knows what they're doing to make sure you get it right the first time.
Definitely.
And I think going down and feeling it, seeing it, touching it, And understanding what it is and the heritage behind it, I think, is a really important step for people to go out and touch and feel it.
You said it best, right? You can get extremely complex and down to the nitty-gritty detail in this line, right? So there, we have a wide range of that level of expertise. And that's why, like you said, hats off to our customer base and partners out there all around the world. That they're part of it. Without that expertise, it leaves people lost, and it really is a service to help people find this is truly the look I've been searching for.
Yeah, and it's cool. If I was going to go jump online and order a mortise lock set, I'm not doing that. I'm going to mess that up. I'm going to go down and talk to my expert to make sure that I got all the pieces that I'm looking for, because there are so many options. You want to make sure everything's going to play well together and you get the right pieces and parts. Just that's the flexibility of the product. But at the same point, you want to make sure you know what you're asking for to get it. You don't want to click a box and say, hey, and do that. That's where I think that relationship's important.
Being completely transparent, 3 years ago, my knowledge of a mortise, I could tell you what the outside of the door looks like, had no idea what the inside would even, did I even think I'd look inside what a mortise would be? But here we are, and I love Baldwin, and I love what I stand for, or what the brand stands for, and I love the company we're working with. But if I, 3 years ago, tried to go online and buy anything for my doors, I would have been a lost puppy. I would have found something that looks pretty, and I would have bought something that was definitely the wrong element that was necessary. It takes that level of pro to be able to walk you through to get you to that last step, which thankfully I have Aaron and a team that I feel like I'm a semi-pro. I'm in the junior leagues, probably is how I put it.
You're the maybe triple A still.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, I'm working my way up, but it does take that partnership with someone who can walk you through and ensure that you're getting the right element that will last a lifetime and look amazing on your door and function the way that Baldwin does function. But it needs that knowledge set first.
And half the time I go down there and I'll talk to them, and then all of a sudden they go, but have you tried this? And I'm like, well, that's even a better idea than I thought. You're just like, wow, okay, that's even cooler, because these are the people that know that catalog inside and out and go, but this could be even cooler. And then all of a sudden your mind's blown and you've got that extra design element.
Definitely,
to the process.
Yeah. And every new resource that we showcase at this show, from Lock Designer to our sampling program, it takes that complexity and simplifies wherever we can.
Oh, you guys have come a long way. So you guys, yeah. And I want to say this exciting. And give you a credit to that, is you have made it much easier to consume than 10 years ago, let's say.
Oh, yeah.
I would open up the catalog back in the paper catalog days and my eyes would glaze over going, do I need both those parts or one of these parts? Because there was the breakdown of the pieces. Yeah. And you go, yeah, I need to phone a friend.
Yeah. Oh, that's where QuickShip's just been such
was a game changer.
Oh, I think the product team would have been upset if we didn't get QuickShip in there. And we did talk about the Big B, I think, earlier in the discussion. All the product, I don't think we mentioned that, all the product that makes up the mosaic of that B is within the QuickShip.
I didn't even know that. Yeah, that's cool.
So the name of that big beast is called Bold, Brisk, Beautiful, because we were trying to find something with B to stand for the fact that you can get all of those elements that really are a thing of beauty shipped to you in 5 business days or less. Getting those elements and being able to have them not only in a pre-configured setup that does make it a little bit easier to install and in a way that is going to be a simpler ordering process, but it also does come to you quicker if you are needing something in a rush.
Yeah. And that is the fact of our life, right? That their design process, so many people are used to going onto their online retailer that starts with a big A and something's delivered to you by the end of the day. That 6 to 8 week lead time is always gets people going, which is a reality in many custom higher end pieces, but having that quick ship to be able to get it out there quickly, especially when maybe somebody made a design change. We're like, hey, that's now going to be a locked door versus a passageway. Yep. And all of a sudden, there's a way to react to that without causing delays.
Yeah, it really makes my life as a salesperson and everybody that sells on this team and every customer as well. It really makes it easier as a salesperson to be able to say, look, we can do the most custom thing you want that's going to take 12 weeks.
Yeah.
But if you don't have 12 weeks and you want something quick, yeah, we've got that too. So the path to yes, being able to have a solution so we're not making our customers go from place to place or struggling to find what they need. We've got the options. different simplicity, price, quality, finish level. Yeah, we've got a wide range, so we have something for every solution need out there.
Yeah, and that's handy, because I tell you what, as a designer myself, sometimes getting my client to agree to what we're going to do,
and I'm overwhelming,
like,
right?
Yeah, doors are getting delivered next week and you still haven't picked A, B, or C here. What are we doing? And it's nice to be able to not be the bad guy and go, all right, 12 more weeks, guys. 12 more weeks. You started the clock, you know.
Yeah, that consistency for us as well. We talk about some of just things going better and improving over the past few years. Not only being able to say we've got all these different options and lead times, but being able to say it's going to take this amount of time till you get it. Mm-hmm. And 99% of the time, that being true, has made such a difference, such an amazing difference in the past few years as well.
Yeah, and it's one of those things too that I think we're seeing more of this now with people that post-COVID thing. People are not right now going out maybe building that brand new house, right? They're going, okay, I got a 3% interest rate right now. I'm not going to go buy another one for 8. And guess what? Time to upgrade things in this house and make it how I want my next house to be, because it's going to be a little bit before we can go back and do that again. So
take some of that down payment that you're saving up and yep. Hey, go reface the cabinets,
yeah.
Right? Put some new hardware in. It's amazing what some of just those little, again, luxuries in the details, what a little change can do. You take a white panel door from a satin nickel doorknob to graphite nickel, just that change in contrast, and it just gives it a totally different look. So it doesn't take a lot of change sometimes to really make a refreshed impression.
Yeah.
Might be one room, might be the whole house, but hey, that creativity is endless.
I also think cabinet hardware that we briefly touched on is that easy way to do that upgrade too.
Oh my gosh.
It's less scary, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And there's elements that are within our portfolio, such as we have a modern knob that has several center to centers in there that allows for it to fit depending on where your holes are located. And then also we talked a little bit about back plates. That truly is a styling tool, but I'm going to be honest, I replaced cabinets in my bathroom and they were not matching up. The centers to centers were not working for me. So yep. Thankfully a beautiful little back plate, and it was a lazy person's fix, for lack of a better phrase.
It covers a lot
beautiful.
Of sins. And especially
definitely.
When you had a handle, like a knob, for instance, in there, and jewelry starts digging into the cabinets, and that's that part that wore, because that's where your hands yep. were always going. You throw a beautiful back plate on, you're like, wow, those cabinets look brand new again, because I just buried the part that was worn.
It's exactly. a great example of function becoming the art, right? Where, yeah. hey, I want to cover these holes that don't fit the size of the pool, but oh, now in the process, I've created this really cool, like, mixed metal, just
exactly.
new take. Yeah, so it's been fun.
What's fun is maybe a couple years ago, you put in the matte black faucets, right? And then you're like, oh, I'm going to get a matte black back plate to tie that together, but then let's go with a brushed metal on the front and give it that little twist.
That satin black mix is just, yeah, we're seeing that a lot. That's probably, I mean, one of the top three combinations we're seeing in mixed metal is
sure.
you've got the black and then just the satin brass, or even the unlacquered brass just pops so nicely off of it.
And that's kind of the fun part too. Let's talk about that with the finishes of, because you guys have some different finishes on stuff where you can have something that if you want it to patina and age a yep. little bit, it will do that, because that's part of the plan with that. But then if you want that more lifetime style finish that it's going to look that way 5 years from now, you have that option.
We are obviously fairly well known for our PVD finishes. We
Absolutely.
Have some of the best PVD, I think, in the business. Graphite and nickel bean that we already touched on one of them, but allowing for something that can be outdoors if you are in a coastal sort of situation for it to last a lifetime is something we're really proud of. And then obviously we have hand relieved and living finishes that allow you to choose specifically what you want your hardware style to look like, because there is a lot of people that do want that aged look of brass, that traditional element of allowing it to really wear in the perfect spots exactly where you want it to. And there is a design style for that, and it's absolutely stunning.
Yeah, like you said, old is new again. We're seeing so many people, it's been a really cool trend to see, taking very super contemporary styles and putting them in unlacquered brass. Is such an, it's, I'm telling
so
you,
it's counterintuitive,
cool,
right?
Yeah.
It's been such a cool, again, I feel like it's getting more and more popular. Credit to our product team.
Yeah.
We brought unlacquered brass into cabinet hardware. We did that relaunch that you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
And just that intersection of, again, old is new, intersection of super, super tight contemporary lines and a very just real changing, patinaing brass finish.
That can add such life to a design because especially like in a kitchen situation where maybe that silverware drawer has a completely different wear pattern than maybe the one at the end of the kitchen that's maybe the junk drawer that you only get in every once in a while. Because I think everybody's got a junk drawer no matter what house you got.
I think it's a rule.
It's hiding someplace,
it's
right?
It's not a house until it's got a junk drawer.
Exactly. That's where you put all those cables. You have no idea where they're supposed to go. Not going to get rid of it because
you never know.
I need it for something. Yeah, I just don't know it yet.
Yeah.
Not wrong.
So, yeah. And that's the cool part of that is that then you've got this kind of natural patina within that. And you're right with a contemporary. That's got me
next
thinking
project,
now.
Bud.
I know it. I know
Let's
it.
Let's do it.
It's been really fun right behind us where we're sitting right now in the booth. We have this element that we've been putting every single finish available in Baldwin with a few different samples from cabinet hardware to door hardware. And then some options from some brand partners that we work with and from Material Bank to build out your own mood boards. And it's been really fascinating watching people play with combinations that are a little unexpected, just nothing that I've ever seen before. But sitting there and watching how designers are taking some of these elements and pulling them together, once again, it's inspiring. It brings about what are some of those new combinations potentially for Quick Ship, or what are some ways that we need to start looking at product colors that we haven't before.
Next year, you need to put a camera up there and just record it and say, hey, guys, show us your stuff.
Get all the looks, right?
Get all the looks.
Yeah.
You know? That would be great because, yeah, a designer can't not go touch that.
Oh, it's like designer catnip, right?
Exactly. They come over and, let's mix this up.
Tile squares?
Fabric? Yeah. Ooh. What's this?
People that just keep rubbing different things. It's a very tactile experience.
Exactly.
I'm glad you're spending time here. Let's all play with various samples together.
Exactly. So what have we not talked on today, guys, as we're starting to run out of time?
Oh, boy.
I think we've covered a lot.
Scales of justice, though. We haven't talked about those.
Oh, let's talk about the scales of justice. Let's talk about
that. That's your baby.
Nothing like having a almost 4 foot, but then it's on a pedestal, scale of justice, so that you can truly compare what brass hardware feels like in comparison to your stereotypical sourced hardware solutions that you might see from other hardware brands around us.
Yeah.
And feeling the difference in the weight between the two, there is no comparison.
Yeah.
It's been sitting very tilted to one side pretty much the whole entire week.
Yeah. And that was the thing. I shot that segment that aired a few weeks ago with the hardware on installing those knobs and the State Collection, the stuff that you sent me. And again, you pull the handle out, it's, ugh. Wow. And it's amazing when you feel that you can feel the level of quality with it because you're like, wow, that's 4 pounds of brass or whatever it is. There's just a lot of quality in that because you just can't hide that.
Yeah, and that's why we do whatever we can to get hardware into, whether it's the designer's hand, the customer's hand, the end user, whoever it is. Material Bank, Sammy, I don't know if you want to talk about that for a minute, but another cool new opportunity for us to get actual hardware out into the hands of designers for their projects, working with them.
So our newest partnership with Material Bank should be launching next month, but it's an opportunity. Anyone that's within the trades, you can sign up for free. It gives you access. You just have to put a little bit of business information in and get a approved to be a part of this group, but it gives you access not only to hardware solutions, but we're talking wall coverings, we're talking flooring, we're talking brick, tile, everything in between that you can start sourcing for various projects you're working on. So our biggest thing is we want to see people actually looking at the finishes and feeling and having a tactile experience with our hardware, because that's when you really start to fall in love. You can look at it online all you want, but it's not until it's in your hands that it means anything to you.
Absolutely.
And so they'll be able to utilize samples to be able to hopefully continue to fall in love with their brand.
Yeah, that's smart. That is such a resource for the design community out there, because so many times it's hard to get that, because you're like, especially if you're not like in a major market, you're like, okay, they carry it, but they don't have it. How am I going to deal with this? And that is such a great resource for that community.
Yeah, we don't want people driving 100 miles just to put their hands on it. If we can be forward thinking and again, make these resources just that much more available, it's going to lead to more discovery and more projects coming to Baltimore.
Yeah, even people in metropolitan areas, it's going to take me an hour and a half to go over and look at that sample. Can I get it in my hands here at my office?
Hey, time is one of the elements we are so laser focused on now.
Yep.
You talked about the big A and you know what the pandemic did. And so we know time is precious. We don't want to waste anybody's time.
Yeah.
We want to be efficient, and we want you to have a good customer experience. That isn't a lot of waiting.
Yeah.
You get what you need. We inform you and you leave satisfied.
Yeah.
And we know sometimes sitting with that end homeowner, whoever your client is, and trying to persuade them in whatever direction you guys are thinking about for the vision of the home, like, it takes a long time. And sometimes it is difficult for these homeowners to want to go spend a full day, because when you step into a hardware store, it can be eye candy. Like, your brain doesn't know where to look. There's a lot of options, and sometimes having too many options can get a little tricky.
So that can get bad.
Help the designer, the builder, the architect really narrow in and get core decisions made before walking into a showroom and making that decision, I think it helps everyone along in the process.
Yeah, that makes it the easy button there, because my little secret designing is I would always give 3 or 4 options, but I would give them one easy no so they could feel that victory of no.
Because, I like it.
Yeah, I'd go, okay, here's 4 options. One of them was never going to work. But it's, I, like, put it in there so they could get the
none of the above.
Yeah, right? Exactly. I wanted to give that none of the above option where they could just go, oh, and then they're like, it gives them a little bit of confidence and then they could work through the process there. So that was always a fun. Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. Guys, I think we're running out of time. Anything else we got?
No, this has been fabulous.
Absolutely. Just want to encourage everybody. Website is updated. Lock Designer's coming. Come find us. We're here and we're ready to talk to you.
Absolutely. Guys, thanks for having me out today. This is always a great time. It's always the highlight of my show. Love working with you guys. It's always been an honor.
Likewise.
All right, guys.
Thanks for coming out.
Thank you. I'm Eric G. And you've been listening to Around the House.
Somewhere unseen. Undiscovered, anywhere beyond the mean. Life is a love song, let's be lovers. We're all over the radio. Take my hand, I know where to go. All over the radio.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.